Four bars versus Russell Gray, the winning conductor of the 2005 National Championships of Great Britain. Russell, you look speechless, you look bemused, you look exceptionally happy. Yeah. What is the feeling like?
I don't know what you expect me to say on this at the moment. I can't speak. I really, truly, I'm amazed. They played well, don't get me wrong, but boy, I've tried this for 20 years and this is the first time I've won it.
Mm-hmm. And you had a draw, number 5 draw, which is a dead man's draw in many people's eyes early on. And it staved off a performance by Bayezid straight after you.
Yep.
Black Dyke at 17, and then a real crowd pleaser from Grindthorpe right at the end.
Yeah.
What else can you add to this?
I can't. You said it all. Wow. They played with confidence and belief in themselves that I've not seen for a long time, and many people had the band down and out earlier on in the year, and in fact some of the band did as well, but today they had a real belief. I told them this morning that they weren't coming to make up the numbers. I said if they play the way they can play, they're certainly in a chance of a top 6 finish, and then with the wind in the right direction, as it obviously was for us today, you never know what happens. And well,
and you enjoyed the piece as well?
I loved it. I really enjoyed working on it. I thought it was very nicely put together. Beautiful inner meaning with the music, and the band got it from start to finish. They understood it. Okay. It wasn't about playing the notes, it was something else going on there.
Well, congratulations for everybody at the Four Bar Dress. I'm sure you will have a fantastic night in London.
Do you think?
I think you will do somehow. And as long as you have to fill a couple of champagne, I'm quite sure everybody has to join.
My tab, no.
thanks very much indeed. Congratulations.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
Four Bar Dress is with Roon van Harnes, who is the winning soloist today at the National Championships. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It must be fantastic to come and play here. Your first time, I understand.
Yeah,
and go win as a national champion, plus being the best soloist. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
And what did you think of the trombone solo? It was really difficult.
Yeah, it was really challenging. Not really too hard, just technical and expressive, you know. I got to really to show what I can do.
And you're from Norway. Which band do you normally play for?
I normally play for Stavanger band, and I work in a professional wind band in the Norwegian Army in Trondheim.
And when did you come over to Britain?
I came Saturday, so I've been here a week.
And when do you go back?
Tomorrow morning.
With a sore head, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, I'm sure everybody here thoroughly enjoyed your playing.
Thanks.
It must be a fantastic experience for you. Our best wishes and congratulations on a fantastic achievement.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Football Rest is at the back of the Royal Albert Hall with the composer of today's test piece, Dr. John Pickard. Congratulations, John. It's been a fantastic success. The audience seem to love it. What are your feelings on today?
Well, I'm very grateful for people think that my piece is worth listening to 20 times. I've been amazed. I mean, every performance, and I really mean this, every performance has had something musical and full of insight. There's been something to enjoy in every performance.
Mm-hmm. The piece itself takes inspiration from John Milton's poem Paradise Lost, but also the Eden Project down in Cornwall.
Right, yeah.
How did you manage to marry the two of them together apart?
Often happens with my pieces that you get two ideas and they come together. You know, one thing fertilizes the other, and that seems to be how ideas sort of click into place for me. One idea on its own is not always enough. I need to be able to make connections between these things. And once I had these two connections, then the piece was there.
This is your first test piece for bands. Did
it
you
is.
Find it difficult to write in a specific 15-minute format?
No, that wasn't a problem. The most difficult thing is making the decision as to how you're going to make it musical, rather than a series of, you know, tick the right boxes.
Mm-hmm.
To expose strengths and weaknesses. Making it into a musical piece is the really important thing.
Mm-hmm. And now that you've written the first test piece, will this open the floodgates hopefully for more compositions?
I don't have any more plans for brass band pieces at the moment. I want to do other things. I'm writing an enormous choral piece at the moment, and I want to write some more chamber music after that. I want to write a fifth quartet. And so I'm not ruling out writing for brass bands in the future, but I feel, you know, there's quite a bit of music there now. I think there's enough to get on with.
Well, after the reception we received today, I'm quite sure that the brass band will be thoroughly looking forward to the next composition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, yeah.
Full Bar's Rest is with David Reed, one of the three adjudicators today on the stage at the Albert Hall. David, did you enjoy today? It was a fantastic piece of work. And what separated the bands out?
Well, I have to say it was a fantastic piece of work. I had my doubts, along with everybody else, when I first saw the score. But having said that, I thought all the bands did, even the bands that, we have to put them in an order, Mary, but the bands down, low down, made a very good job of the music. But the bands, the first six bands particularly, were fantastic. That's why it was so high, the points at the end, because... You know, when each performance is coming along of these bands, it pushes the others up, you see, doesn't it? It pushes the standard up as regards points. And but I think that probably one or two bands were knocked off the top spot because of little lapses that came in, or they didn't sustain through to the final lament. After all, as Malcolm said in his summing up, in the quick stuff, the fiery stuff, and sort of all the problems of the world and the tsunamis, getting back to the lament at the end was difficult. But the winning band, we felt, captured that. The conduct of that winning band, which we now know was Leyland, did that. That's not to say the others didn't, but things happened in that. Lots of players, little slips, or lost a little bit of balance. It just rested on that. That's the only way we could separate the bands. And there were six fantastic performances. 6-5-4-3-2-1. Very, very difficult.
And the winning performance came early on from band number five.
Band number five, which I think perhaps you forecast. I don't know why you forecast that. Perhaps you thought the adjudicators weren't ready. But
I can't tell you my secret.
But there we are. You'll have to come in the box with us. Yes. And we thought it was superb. And then, of course, the band after, immediately following, finished up, we now know, with the rent as you view chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fantastic too, but we did think there was just enough in it to separate them by 2 points. And then of course later on, as we know now, the Black Dyke Band came along and got in between those two.
Mm-hmm.
And then a fantastic performance at the end with Grindthorpe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that it's difficult. All those people think adjudicating is easy when they can see the bands. They want to try it. It really isn't easy. You have to pull out all your experience to separate them. And we sure we got it right.
Well, congratulations on the decision. I'm quite sure everybody either agree or disagree with it, whatever their opinions
yes,
on it.
Of course.
But as you said, you're right away, I think the music more than anything won out today.
Of course. Yes, it was a fine piece of music, and as I said earlier, I had my doubts along with lots of other people, but it come through, and it's another welcome addition to our serious music, which we have to say, and I hope the BBC will pick up these things. We can do that, this sort of thing. At least six bands could play that performance at the very highest level, and you should take notice of that.
Thanks very much indeed, David.
Okay, thank you.
Full Bar's Rest for the two other adjudicators here at the National Championships, John Berryman and Malcolm Brownville. Gentlemen, a long day in the box, but it must have been an enjoyable day in the box by the sounds of it.
It was, because the audience seemed to enjoy the music.
Mm-hmm.
We felt that they were getting tremendous response at the end of performances. Some performances which we didn't particularly rate very much sometimes, but, you know, obviously the audience enjoyed the performances and enjoyed the music. And after all the problems early on that was mentioned about the music, you know, we knew it was going to be a good piece at the end of the day, and it worked out that way.
Your fellow adjudicator David Reed said there were six performances which were outstanding today.
They really were.
But the winning performance was the one that really stood out for you. Again, some performances with some very fancy bands later on.
Exactly, very much so, yes. When you think back to the draw, and they played number five, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
We had number four played a good band. And we enjoyed number four. The number five were quite outstanding, weren't they, John? And particularly the last movement, we were really musically moved in the last movement, and it was exceptional. And then they were followed on by another very good performance from a very good band, obviously a very, very good band. But we were quite happy that was our result.
And John, your first experience in the box at the national finals, you must think it's fantastic if it's like this all the time.
Well, I mean, I'm really chuffed that I've done it, and it's really enjoyable, but very taxing, because I thought it was very close today, very close. But as Malcolm said, for me and us, the performance at number five just stuck there. So many of the very good bands were excellent on the violent music, but the lament which followed that found quite a few of them out, and there was some playing that had some tension in it that affected the lyrical side, and it didn't quite come off with most of them. But with Leyland, it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. I hope